Measures submitted to the voters. County, Marin County Parks, Measure A. To maintain open space, parks, and sustainable agriculture without increasing tax rates, shall the Marin County measure be adopted to manage vegetation to reduce wildfire risk and preserve biodiversity, protect streams, baylands, natural areas, wildlife habitat, maintain park facilities, and maintain and enhance walking, hiking, biking, and equestrian trails by re-implementing an existing 1/4 cent sales tax, providing $14 million annually for 9 years that the state cannot take away with citizens' oversight and audits. Yes? No. Impartial analysis by County Council. County of Marin. Sales tax measure, election measure A. This measure was placed on the ballot by the Board of Supervisors of the County of Marin. Measure A asks voters whether the County of Marin should re-implement a 1/4 cent special sales tax countywide that was approved in the November 6, 2012 election and expired on March 31, 2022. This proposed 1/4 cent special sales tax, if approved by the voters, shall be used exclusively to preserve and maintain parks, open space, and sustainable agriculture as set forth in the expenditure plan. The full text of Measure A, including the expenditure plan, is published in this voter information pamphlet. If approved, Measure A would re-implement a special tax that will provide approximately $14 million of revenue annually. As a special tax, those revenues will be placed in a separate fund maintained in the county treasury and may be used only for the specific purposes set forth in the full text of Measure A and the expenditure plan. The expenditure plan lists the categories of projects that may be funded by the tax, including 1. To protect or restore natural resources and maintain existing county parks and open space preserves. 2. Reduce the risk of wildfire in county parks and open space preserves. 3. Preserve natural lands for public open space. 4. Support and sustain Marin County agricultural working lands and food systems. And 5. Assist Marin cities, towns, and special districts in managing their parks, open space preserves, recreation programs, and vegetation management. Specific projects in each of these categories are listed in the expenditure plan. The expenditure plan also describes the amount of tax to be allocated to each category. If voters approve Measure A, the Board of Supervisors will reestablish an independent community oversight committee to provide transparency and fiscal accountability. The committee will review the expenditures from the tax, including the independent audit of the use of the tax proceeds. The sales tax proposed by Measure A will become effective only if approved by a 2/3 majority of those voting on the measure. A yes vote on Measure A will authorize the county to re-implement the sales tax 1/4 percent rate, or 1/4 cent on each dollar, countywide. A no vote on Measure A will prohibit the county from re-implementing the proposed sales tax. If approved, the newly re-implemented rate would go into effect on October 1, 2022 and remain in effect until September 30, 2031, unless renewed by the voters. The proposed sales tax would be imposed and collected by merchants in the same manner as state-imposed sales tax. Signed by Brian E. Washington, County Council. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Measure A. If you want a copy of this measure, please call the Marin County Elections Department at 415-473-6456, and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Argument in favor of Measure A. Vote yes on Measure A to protect Marin's parks, rolling hills, shorelines, wetlands, streams, natural lands, and wildlife habitat throughout Marin County without increasing taxes. Measure A gives us local control over our needs here in Marin County. Independent citizen oversight, mandatory financial audits, and annual reports will ensure all Measure A funds are spent as promised. Measure A will extend existing local funding that will continue to maintain local Marin parks and open space areas, maintain and improve trails and playgrounds, and protect Marin communities from the threat of wildfire. Without Measure A, parks and preserves, watersheds, shorelines, and natural lands will suffer degradation, loss of public access, and reduction of maintenance and services. Your yes vote is critical. Measure A will manage vegetation to reduce wildfire risk and protect biodiversity, protect streams, baylands, natural areas, and wildlife habitat, maintain and care for Marin County parks and open space, improve and maintain walking, hiking, biking, and equestrian trails. Strong fiscal oversight will continue. Independent citizen oversight, mandatory financial audits, and annual reports. No funds can be taken away by the state. All Marin residents and visitors will benefit from Measure A. Visitors from outside Marin County will pay their fair share to fund the park and open space services they enjoy. Measure A protects Marin's parks, rolling hills, shorelines, wetlands, natural lands, wildlife habitat, and farmland throughout the county. It has taken decades to build the system of parks, open space, and protected farmland we have today. These lands are a living legacy, and it's essential that we renew our investment in them. Join community leaders, elected officials, business owners, and longtime Marin County residents in voting yes on Measure A. League of Women Voters, Ann Wakely, President, Marin County League of Women Voters, Omar Carrera, CEO, Canal Alliance, Jason Weber, Marin County Fire Chief, Mary Jane Burke, Marin County Superintendent of Schools, Nona Dennis, past President, Marin Conservation League. Rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure A. We oppose Measure A as written, continuing to bankroll the private businesses of Marin County's largest landowners with 20% of future Measure A funds exploits the taxpaying public. Farmland preservation ranked last in a county-sponsored survey testing public support for Measure A. 71% wanted no public funds used for that purpose. Neither Measure A's proponents nor the ballot language mentions the Marin Agricultural Land Trust, MALT, by name, although MALT would receive millions from Measure A's renewal, despite MALT's prior dubious use of these public funds. There is no public access to the lands MALT preserves. Nearly 50% of Measure A grants went to MALT's own board members and their families. MALT controls millions of Measure A funds but is unaccountable to the public. MALT sued the county in 2020 to prevent public disclosure of documents regarding MALT's deals. Three senior staff, two MALT executive directors, and MALT board member Supervisor Rodoni resigned from MALT following revelations it had overcharged the county $835,000 in Measure A funds. MALT promotes permanent leases for private ranching in Point Reyes National Seashore and has paid tens of thousands of dollars towards seashore ranchers' attorneys' fees. The Marin Parks Director has testified that the department has sufficient operating funds through 2022. There is ample time to revise Measure A for the November ballot. As written, 20% of Measure A, some $32 million in public funds, will be allocated to a privileged few. As environmentalists, we believe Measure A should benefit the public by keeping our parks and public lands fire safe, biodiverse, and free and open to everyone. Measure A should be revised. Until then, vote no. Dr. Martin Griffin, physician and co-founder of Audubon Canyon Ranch. Kenneth Brower, author of books on natural history, marine and terrestrial, and on environmental issues. Susan Ives, former Vice President, Trust for Public Land. Miyoko Shinner, founder and CEO of Miyoko's Creamery. William Mott, agricultural consultant. Argument against Measure A. Since 2013, Marin taxpayers have paid $160 million for parks, open space, and farmland preservation through Measure A, Approximately 20% of those funds, nearly $24 million, have been awarded to the Marin Agricultural Land Trust, MALT, to pass on to some of the county's largest landowners, 12 of whom received nearly $15 million from Measure A. $8.5 million earmarked for agriculture are yet unspent. If renewed, Measure A will channel $30 million more to a privileged few to preserve land the public cannot set foot on. Measure A is a sales tax, the most regressive of all taxes, meaning the poor will pay a higher percent of their income than will medium income and high income groups. There is little justification for raising a sales tax unless the revenues are directly returned to those communities hardest hit by the tax. Measure A does just the opposite. Demand for parks and open space has soared during the pandemic. Outdoor recreation is recognized as vital to physical and mental health, yet communities in greatest need are least served by Measure A. In 2021, a county-sponsored survey invited the public to weigh in on how Measure A monies might be spent in the future. Wildfire prevention, parks and trail maintenance, access to recreation in underserved communities, and preserving plants and wildlife imperiled by climate change ranked highly. Farmland preservation ranked last. Despite the clearly stated wishes of the public, county officials have allocated $30 million to Marin ranch owners. This is public money that won't be spent for public priorities, rather for private benefit. Measure A must be revised. The county must listen to those who will pay for Measure A, not those who will profit from it. Until then, vote no. Dr. Martin Griffin, physician and co-founder of Audubon Canyon Ranch. Mark Bartolini, former director, Point Reyes National Seashore Association, and former director, Office of U.S. Foreign Disaster Assistance, USAID. Miyoko Shinner, founder and CEO of Miyoko's Creamery. William Mott, agricultural consultant. Barry Spitz, author of Hiking Guides of Mount Tamalpais and the Marin County Open Space District. Rebuttal to argument against Measure A. Please review the following facts before making your decision on Measure A. Fact: most of Measure A funds are dedicated to the primary purpose of Measure A, protecting and maintaining local parks and open space that are open to everyone. Extending Measure A will continue important services, including maintaining community parks, trails, beaches, and ball fields that are critical to the well-being of our community, especially for those residents who are most in need. Fact: Measure A will not increase taxes, and all funds will be subject to independent citizen oversight, mandatory financial audits, and annual reports to ensure all Measure A funds are spent as promised. Fact: since 2013, Measure A has funded park improvements, new playgrounds, pathways, and picnic areas, as well as maintenance and park accessibility improvements. Fact: Measure A will reduce the risk of wildfires and help protect thousands of acres of Marin County's rolling hills, shorelines, wetlands, creeks, streams, natural lands, and forest. A list of the many projects Measure A has funded since 2013 can be found at https://www.parks.marincounty.org/projectplans. Fact: Measure A is also dedicated to protecting the natural landscape and ecosystems of Marin County by making grants available for the purchase of agricultural conservation easements. These grants are not gifts to private landowners, but an opportunity to purchase development rights on private parcels so that natural ecosystems can flourish and be sustained. Bottom line, Marin County residents share a great appreciation for the opportunity to spend time in our local parks and beautiful open space. Please join us and vote yes on A. www.yesmarinparksopenspace.org. Bill Long, Chair, Marin Open Space Trust. Phyllis M. Faber, a founding instructor at Environmental Forum of Marin. Sandra Goldman, President, Friends of Corte Madera Creek Watershed. Terrell Culloway, Executive Director, Marin County Bicycle Coalition. Richard Holland, director of Marin Horse Council, Marin Council BSA, Native Sons of the Golden West.